Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Barnacles have been the focus of scientific inquiry for more than a century. But as Richard Palmer, professor of biological sciences at the University of Alberta, points out, that doesn't mean they have given up all of their secrets.
Barnacles have fascinated biologists ever since Darwin spent 8 years of his life studying them. You'd think that after 200 years of study, barnacles wouldn't yield any more surprises, but they do. New research from the Banfield Marine Sciences Center on Canada's rugged west coast changes the way we think about how crustaceans mate. Barnacles are truly peculiar crustaceans. They're related to crabs and shrimp, but unlike them, they're glued to the rocks, unable to move. Think of a shrimp-like animal attached and lying on its back inside a ring of shell plates, kicking food out of the water into its mouth. Curiously, although they're stationary, barnacles, like all crustaceans, must copulate to mate. So, here's the first big barnacle surprise. Because they must reach a neighbor to mate, they have some of the longest penises relative to their body size of any animal, sometimes up to 8 times their body length. But what happens when a barnacle is too far from a neighbor to mate? Textbooks tell us they self-fertilize, which is certainly possible since they are hermaphrodites. But DNA evidence has revealed another big surprise. Marjan Barazande and colleagues from the University of Alberta found that one species of gooseneck barnacle has a third way of mating, capture of sperm from the water. Isolated barnacles were found to carry many eggs they did not fertilize themselves, so they must have captured sperm from the water. Some sponges, corals, clams, and sea squirts mate by sperm casting, but biologists never suspected crustaceans could do it. This simple observation that one barnacle species can capture sperm from the water overturns a century of beliefs about what a barnacle, or for that matter, any crustacean can do when it comes to mating.
That was Richard Palmer of the University of Alberta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. We clung on like barnacles on a boat, even though the ship sinks, you know you can't.